Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us today on our broadcast Congressman Mike Hill, former District 1 representative for the state of Florida, a Christian, a conservative, loves the Lord, and applies that biblical truth in life and living. Before we get back to Congressman Hill, though, I believe we have a caller on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, hello. Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. Good to have you.
Yeah, I finally got another truck with a radio that works. But I'd like to kind of chime in with this thing about the vaccination. Do you think the reason the reluctance to take it is because of the government? I can remember, and you remember, being vaccinated for polio. And nobody was hesitant. Nobody, my mother never said, well, gee, son, I'm really worried about taking you down and getting you vaccinated. Something, you know, after effect or whatever. No, everybody was glad because we saw kids, remember Forrest Gump clunking around with the crutches, and it was a scourge. It was terrible. But do you believe that the reason there's so much controversy is because the government has lied, cheated, and stole since that period so much? Nobody with a thinking mind really trusts the government, that you have to stop and think all that they've done, you know, all the lies during Vietnam, all the lies. Do you think that what I'm saying has any merit, that the vaccine may be fine, it may be okay, and there are after effects. People die of the flu shot. but what do you think about my synopsis that it's basically the government's lies that's making people not want to take it?
I believe you're right on target, but I believe I'm going to ask Congressman Hill to respond to that, and then I can jump in the dialogue of the discussion.
Well, yes, I would agree that a lot of the reluctance is because it's being pushed so hard by our government, and there is this huge mistrust of the government right now. I think that is a very accurate assessment. However, I would go on to say that even if it was not being pushed by the government, I'm not so sure that people would even then willingly take the vaccination. And the reason I say that is because of our ability to communicate so quickly now through the internet and through social media. We can see what the side effects are, what the bad effects are. And that's why a number of people, I think, don't want to take it. But I think a big is because it's being pushed by the government so heavily. You know, it wasn't that long ago we heard all this talk about the Biden administration sending people door to door to knock on your door and inquire if you've had the vaccination and then to offer it to you. Well, there was such a pushback against that from freedom-loving Americans.
Yes.
Of all ages, of both sexes. Notice I only said both. I didn't say all. Both sexes and all races. Where people says, no, don't come and knock on my door. You don't even hear about it anymore. It went away because Americans love their freedom so much.
Yes, in fact, Tom, I've got an article that I will read just a portion of it for your benefit that I believe answers the question, and I'm in succinct agreement with it. This article says, for 45 years, liberals stood behind my body, my choice to defend abortion. And that argument was actually confirmed by the United States Supreme Court. These same people now want to force you to become vaccinated. The other night, pretend Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, attended a CNN, notice that pretend Joe Biden, President, attended CNN town hall and told one confirmed lie after another about the COVID vaccine, made claims that are not remotely true, and the mainstream media stayed silent and looked the other way. In other words, the American president looked into the camera and lied about the efficacy of the COVID vaccine. Now, these same people want to force you to be vaccinated against your will. So, Tom, to answer your question, I'm in agreement with you. It's because two or three things as I would identify. Number one is the question begs to be asked and demands to be answered. Why is the government, the first time in the history of the nation, so interested in my health that they're willing to force me to take the COVID jab? What is the rationale behind that? It's certainly not because I believe that the government wants to help me. And the second thing is, we've already seen, as Congressman Hill has pointed out, the multitude, mound of evidence about the deaths, those that have died as a result of the COVID vaccine, and as a result of the COVID vaccine, the debilitating physical maladies, some that have died, some paralyzed, some sterilized, some with blood clots on the brain, et cetera, infinitum. In fact, Congressman Hill, and for Tom, for your information and for our audience, I understand that somewhere in the neighborhood of 450 to 500,000 people have had major maligning side effects from the vaccine. And as you alluded to earlier, today that we have the connectivity by way of internet, and that's another problem we're faced with, we're being able to communicate and spread the word rapidly that others then will not be willing to take the vaccine. And the third thing, as I find it, is scientifically, it is not a vaccine. Scientifically, it has nothing to do with the prevention of COVID, nothing whatsoever. In fact, the proof is in the pudding, because I believe the latest statistical number shows that about 42% of those that have contracted COVID and some of those whom have died as a result of COVID, all were vaccinated. So for those three reasons, I say that there is no empirical evidence that we should be vaccinated, nor should we be coerced into, pushed, prodded, and threatened or intimidated to accept the vaccination as is taking place today. In fact, in the state of North Carolina, they have thugs with needles going door to door, insisting, intimidating, challenging. In fact, on one occasion in North Carolina, one of the thugs with a vaccine with a needle chided the woman. She said she had already had COVID, and he insisted that the science says she still needs to be vaccinated to prevent COVID, and that was an absolute lie. And of course, it's an ACORN group, all supported, paid for by the George Soros organization, that's now unleashed on the populace in North Carolina to force them to be vaccinated. So, Tom, my statement is, my position is, our listeners can do as they feel God would have them to do, but my position is, I'm not going to accept a vaccination that comes out of the Moderna or Pfizer or the J&J institutions. They've all failed. They started out saying the efficacy was somewhere between 93 and 97%, and in reality, the true numbers are somewhere in the neighborhood of 16 to 20% efficacy, if even that. So I believe that that should be a succinct rationale behind for any Christian or conservative to say no. Tom, thank you so much for your call and for your input. Keep on looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. We're talking with Congressman Mike Hill, the former representative for District 1 in the state of Florida and the Florida House of Representatives. Congressman, there's a push today, as you're aware, to force the vaccination. And now there more and more we're watching the states and the different municipalities coming up with the COVID pass and pressuring people to become vaccinated. The push is very, very clear as to where we're going. Marsha Blackburn, Senator Blackburn, had a statement to say about that. Senator Blackburn charges the left is trying to destroy our natural rights that come from God. Senator Marsha Blackburn, a Republican representing Tennessee, is being praised by Franklin Graham, the head of the Worldwide Christian Ministry Samaritan's Purse, for identifying the battle facing Americans today. She recently sat down for an extended interview with Breitbart and explained that the leftists across the nation today are trying to push the always failed Marxism onto Americans. Quote, this way, the way I look at it, the culture war is at hand, is that we're facing the left, those who are pushing toward Marxism, she explained. They are lined up on one side. You have those that more constitutionalists and traditionalists who want to preserve the American value and the faith and the family and the freedom, preserve free markets. And then on the other side, you have the Marxists. She cited the traditional core values that Washington often appears to disfavor these days. Quote, the home is the hub. It's the center. For me, the reason I'm in political process is because of my family and preserving what I say is the big five, faith, family, freedom, hope, and opportunity. She explained that faith is very important to me. That is, the Judeo-Christian ethics is very valuable. She goes further to say, you are part of a country. Then you have that your natural rights that come from God and our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, and it's there to protect those that are yours and your family. The left, she said, is trying to destroy all of those values. Congressman, that's the reason I've chosen to say in today's issue, we're watching the usurping of God's authority. How do you respond to the comments that are made by Senator Blackburn, and how does that fit into the repertoire of what we should understand as Christians and conservatives in America today?
Senator Blackburn is right on target. What a number of people don't understand is why the government, the left, let me say it differently, why the left does not want God involved in our lives and in our government. It's because we know, and it's stated in our Declaration of Independence, that we hold these truths. It's the truth that all men are created equal and endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. Life, liberty, that means freedom, and pursuit of happiness or property. When it is stated that way, and that that is supreme over our government, when you recognize that our rights come from God and not from government, then whenever government tries to usurp those rights, we have a trump card in that, no, you can't do that. God says you can't do it. But what the left tries to do is remove God from the equation, so that they try to make you believe that your rights come from government, that there is no authority higher than government, and what government says is what stands. And that's why you see in these communist countries, they always stamp out religion first. We see it in China, North Korea, Russia tried to do it, Cuba, Venezuela, because they don't want you to know, don't want you to recognize that you have natural rights that come from the living God, that they don't come from the government, and that the government must actually submit itself to God, and any laws that they want to pass must be laws that are biblical and will go along with what God has ordained and has placed within us. Government is not the sole authority. God is.
Absolutely. And Congressman, as you're saying that, my mind goes to the text, and I've turned to it in Daniel, the third chapter. Many are familiar with, the three young Jewish boys that refused to bow when they were demanded to by the government. the Nebuchadnezzar called him in fury and in rage, the scripture says, chided them and tried to prod them and tried to force them to agree and to bow. In fact, in the third chapter, in the 17th verse, after Nebuchadnezzar has tried to push them to be able to cause them to bend and change their mind and not obey God, they made the statement, "If so be that our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, let it be known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve the gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." That takes tenacity and courage and faith in God. And I believe that that's a good illustration of where we ought to stand as Christians today, is that we're saying that this is Youngblood vernacular, that government, we're not going to bow, we're not going to bend, and even if God does not deliver us, then we're going to allow God to be in control and not government. How do you respond to that statement, recognizing what is said in the Word of God?
Absolutely, Dr. Youngblood. That's one of my favorite passages out of the Bible, is when those brave young men, the Israelites, who said, "We will not bow down to you." But as you stated previous to that, they said, "God will protect us."
Yes.
And that is how we must look at this, Dr. Youngblood. We don't need to take that COVID shot. God will protect us. And even if he doesn't, if for some reason something were to happen, we are not going to bow down to government. We are still going to have faith and trust in God. And that's what I think we are seeing right now, Dr. Youngblood, even though the leftist press is trying to hide it from us right now, is that cry for freedom that we are seeing in Cuba right now. Mm-hmm. We are seeing the Cuban people who have this innate, God-given desire for freedom placed in their hearts, who are saying, "We don't want this government anymore. We want to be free." And we're seeing in European countries, France and England, and even in Australia, we're seeing these protests of that, look, we do not want these vaccines. We do not want the lockdown. We do not want to wear masks. We want to be free. So it's not something that is unique, just the United States. What is unique in the United States is that we have taken that God-given right to freedom. We have taken the Christian religion and have placed it in our Constitution. It is the law of our land here. That is what is unique about the United States, that our God-given freedoms, we have placed it in law. And we see it other places around the world, even in Canada, where they are one of our neighbors, where they are closing churches, placing fences around churches, arresting the pastors. That's unheard of, you know, in the Western Hemisphere, Northern Hemisphere anyway. But it cannot happen here, legitimately, it cannot happen here in America, because our laws are based on Judeo-Christian values.
Absolutely. And Congressman, if I can tuck this in, I believe the push for the vaccination, I believe for the threat over the vaccination, is simply a precursor that is being used. It is a smokescreen. It is a tool. It's an instrument that is being used by the federal government, by the socialist, Marxist, leftist, communist mentality, to overthrow the will of the people, i.e. to force submission on the part of the people and to bring about a global reset, as it has been called, in the governance. I'm looking at an article that says, CNN executive floats the idea of punishing all the unvaccinated. One CNN executive leftist news regime is floating the idea that punishing Americans that don't want to take the experimental COVID vaccination. That is known because of the executives that told the other executives and mistakenly sent his email to the conservative activist Charlie Kirk. And it goes on telling about their dialogue on CNN, that they're pushing the agenda of Biden to be able to force, coerce, and intimidate the general public into being vaccinated. I'm looking at another article that says the new tribalism at our doorsteps, the vaxxed versus the unvaxxed. If Americans' leftist strategists have their way, our nation will end up divided into two distinct tribes, the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. This idea is not so far-fetched, as many articles and posts have been written about. The unvaccinated should be denied health care. Unvaccinated teachers and children should be denied the entry in school. Unvaccinated should be denied sporting events, entertainment events, public venues, restaurants, bars. Yes, even workplaces are denying entry into those places by the wicked unvaxxed people. Now, Congressman, this article is about five pages. That's just a little sampling of what is said in that. And what we see is the reoccurring, as we saw in Germany in the late 30s and the early 40s, with the Nazis in demonizing the Jewish people until the Jewish people were literally threatened and browbeaten and in some cases pulled out of their homes and beaten on the sidewalks because the Hitler regime caused the division in the nation to believe that it was all the problem with the Jewish people. Do you see the potential of that being the focus of what is happening in America today?
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, they are trying to create that division because when we're divided, it's easier to conquer the people that way. Now, 2 years ago, there would have been no way someone could have convinced me that Americans would tolerate being locked into their homes, their businesses closed, and majority of people walking around with masks on. I said, you could not have convinced me. I said, not in America. Right. We are freedom-loving people.
Right.
But
right.
It happened. And I think when the left saw that it happened, that gave them an opening, the camel's nose under the tent, where they can now say, let's continue this controlling behavior with the vaccines. And even if vast majority of people were vaccinated, let's say 70% that Sleepy Joe arbitrarily set, or the CDC, whoever, set as the number, even if that was accomplished, they would not stop there. It would be something next that they would use to control the people, because that's what they desire, that control and that power. When they have the populace under their control, then they can do whatever they want to push their leftist, globalist agenda. And that is what their ultimate desire is to, first it was the lockdown and the mask. Now is the vaccines. No telling what the next thing is going to be, but it will be something that will restrict your freedoms. You can guarantee that.
As the outgrowth, Congressman, as I see it, the outgrowth of the vaccination cry and the scare and the fear-mongering that is taking place in America, that will lead them, in my most humble opinion, into a validatable position, as they would see it, to then force the COVID pass so that everyone has to have that. Can you imagine in America, Congressman, where we've got the vaccinated, the unvaccinated, and the group that's the unvaccinated? You cannot buy, sell, trade. You cannot open your business, cannot go to work, cannot get medical care, cannot get health care, cannot get a physician to treat you because you've not been vaccinated, unless you have that COVID pass to be able to travel. I'm looking at it on an article here. It says, Republicans see Biden's policies and expect a major apocalypse in the future. Another article here says, COVID deaths and there's no lockdown in Sweden, and yet there are no COVID deaths in Sweden. And it goes on to talk about the fact that Dr. Fauci is now even talking about his terms. He always says that in a plausible, palatable fashion, with kind of a sheepish smile on his face. He says it may be that we will need to have a COVID identification, some type passport, so that we can identify those that have been vaccinated, those that have not. Speak to that issue from a biblical standpoint of what is the potentiality of being put in a position that we have the division in America and even around the globe, that you have those that are outcast from society simply because they've said, we will not accept the vaccination and the COVID pass.
Well, it sounds eerily, Dr. Youngblood, like the mark of the beast. Now, do I believe that this COVID vaccine is the mark of the beast? I don't think so. But then I don't know either. I don't know for sure. But if they're saying right now you cannot buy, sell, trade, or travel unless you've had the vaccine, that comes directly out of the Bible, where those who do not take the mark of the beast cannot buy, sell, or trade. You know, I have, and going back to Dr. Fauci, first of all, he's one of the big, he has proven himself to be one of the biggest liars in America.
Yes,
and he seems
absolutely
to be getting away with it. But if he will say something, even with a sheepish grin on his face, that perhaps you need the vaccine to travel and move around the United States, believe him when he says that, because he just revealed a part of their agenda. But
yes,
he is one of the biggest liars, and you can't take him for face value. Dr. Youngblood, recently I had lunch with some missionaries from Bethlehem.
Amen.
They have a school over there and are doing a fantastic job of teaching and preaching the gospel. And they were interested in me coming over to visit them. And I was excited about wanting to do that until I learned that you cannot enter the nation of Israel unless you have received the vaccine. So I had to tell them, unless that changes, I'm sorry, I can't come see you.
Yes.
I'll have to spread the gospel here, closer to home.
Yes. In fact, Congressman, you touch on that. We've got about 45 seconds. But in Israel, they're one of the first nations that's instituted a COVID pass, where you've got to have that vaccination and proof of vaccination to travel any place, even by taxi, by Uber, or any other means in Israel. And I'm saddened to see that. Congressman, one of the last things that I would like for us to touch on is and I go back to Ezekiel 33:10. How should we then live? Take about the last 30 seconds and give a challenge to our listeners on biblically speaking, knowing all that we know now, what we've said today. How should we respond? What should we do?
Yes, Dr. Young, but first of all, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. If Jesus were standing here in front of us, those would be the words he would say. He would turn and point and say, do not be afraid.
Amen.
Trust God. Trust in what he has placed in our heart, that spirit of faith. Pray. Pray for this nation. Pray for your families. Pray for each other. And when you have done all to stand, then stand.
Amen. Amen. Congressman, thank you so much for being with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.